Kenyan government statistics indicate that more than 1 million people living in the slums of Nairobi depend on private vendors with small kiosks or tankers as their primary source of water. A further 1.7 million are estimated to depend on these private vendors as a secondary water source. In a city of around 3 million, that means only 200,000 people have access to clean running water all the time. In the Tanzanian capital, Dar es Salaam, 56% of households get their water from private vendors, while in the Ugandan capital, Kampala, private vendors supply 30% of households with their water. Water experts were presenting these and other grim statistics as they opened their conference in Nairobi. The vice chairman of the UN Secretary General's Advisory Board on Water and Sanitation, Ushi Igd, told the gathering that the world, and sub-Saharan Africa in particular, are far from achieving the UN Millennium Development Goals concerning water and sanitation.
We have less than 10 years remaining to reach the Millennium Development Goals, to halving the proportion of people without access to safe drinking water and adequate sanitation. These targets are vital to reducing child mortality, combating malaria, eradicating extreme poverty and hunger, empowering women, and improving the lives of slum dwellers.
The permanent secretary in Kenya's Ministry of Water and Irrigation, Mahabub Mohamed Malim, says the poor pay a relatively exorbitant price for their water from private vendors. He estimates that the average low-income urban family pays approximately $140 a month for their water supply from a private vendor.
In Kenya, shillings, that's about 10,000 shillings or so, as opposed to my bill, which rates between 2,500 and 3,000 Kenya shillings. Therefore, people utility pay much less. And this is something that's of concern to us in the ministry.
Conference participants are discussing regulations, programs, and other ways to enable slum dwellers to have more access to water and to improve existing water utilities to ensure, for instance, that there is no illegal diversion of water from pipes. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.